obviously we all want to get better at playing spin, and I think in these conditions, there's no hide behind the fact that it's tough, but we were able to keep Bangladesh, who play in these conditions and have played in these conditions their whole life, to 130. So it was tough for both teams, but ultimately I think, chasing 130, you're only ever one partnership away, and we just couldn't get that tonight. So that's where the game's lost.
Mitch Marsh, after Australia fell to Bangladesh in the first match of the T20 series, Bangladesh 7 for 131, Australia all out for 108. We use the word unflattering in what happened in the West Indies. Well, this is significantly worse than that. Bharat Sundaresan's part of our SEN cricket commentary team, writes for Cricket Buzz. Bharat, welcome.
Thanks, Jared. How are you? Have you been binge-watching the Olympics like I have? I'm obsessed. I am obsessed with it.
Yes, as you and I are alike. I did manage to find this cricket game on the phone last night while sitting watching the Boomers. So this is a really bad result, Bharat. You can't cut it up any other way, can you?
No, not really, Jared. And if you look at the fact that Australia have lost 5 out of the last 6 T20s they've played in the last month, I think it's a bigger issue than just going to on a tour without your key players and struggling on a pitch that was slow for both teams. I think it's a T20 cultural issue, in the sense like I wonder whether Australia really are on top of their T20 game the way it's played in 2021. We saw it in the West Indies as well. And while it's a romantic idea to bring back Dan Christian and Moses Enriquez and talk of them as being the future in a way, or the future in terms of being a finisher for that World Cup, it also tells you that Australia is just not generating enough T20 talent. I mean, not to compare directly, but you look at India, who went to Sri Lanka with felt like their C team. But there were so many young guys putting their hand up and making it count. So I think Australia really need to relook the way they not only play T20 cricket, but also they go about selection. If they are finding enough talents for that format while they have the BBL.
Yeah, and it's a World Cup year, and the next World Cup is next year on Australian soil. So it is a big issue that Australian cricket has to front up to, and they'll have to do it rapidly once this team returns. Bharat, I really wanted to just set up with you India versus England, or more correctly, England versus India, the Test series that's about to begin for Henley Holmes Delivering Affordability. It is with great pleasure I can tell you that Adam Collins is going to lead our broadcast team. It'll be there on the app each night on Fnatic, and then after midnight, it will come to the main channels. So it's rather beautiful. There's nothing better than driving home after calling a footy game and being able to whack a bit of cricket on from around the world. So this sets up as a 5-test series. Just give us the rub. What are we anticipating as to what's going to unfold?
Firstly, Jared, it's one of those strange series which hasn't had a massive build-up. Purely because, it's happening in the midst of the Olympics. Great Britain are winning a lot of medals. India seem to have really picked up their Olympic game in the last couple of days, or at least the last 3 days. So it's kind of, at least the build-up has kind of been on the back burner. But once that toss happens, I think all focus will shift onto the cricket. That's how it works. And it is India-England. I remember Ravi Shastri talking about the Australia tour as the most unique since World War II. But for this Indian team to go to England again, it's basically their best chance to win in England since 2018. They have said that for the last 2 tours,
yes,
where it's always been looked at as their best chance to win in England. But I think with all the the batting issues that England seem to have with their Test team, it really is India's best chance now that they have all their bowlers fit.
And so this has got such heavy Australian tie-ins. We saw this Indian team do great things in Australia last summer, and the Ashes loom. So how England shapes up, Australian cricket might have its shaky planks at the moment, but there's plenty of shaky planks in England.
Oh, plenty, especially with their batting. You look at the way they went against New Zealand on, there were pitches, early summer pitches in England, and New Zealand are just playing gun test cricket. So in my book, they have the best all-round bowling attack. So they did struggle, and they will struggle against this Indian team as well. I saw some pictures of the pitch It looks like England are going to take a gamble with a greenish pitch. Who knows? I mean, you never comment on the pitch before you actually see it during the toss. And they have so many question marks about who's going to open, who's going to, except Joe Root, to be very honest. Nobody else really picks themselves in that batting lineup, even a Josh Butler or a Johnny Bairstow. So, yeah, we'll wait and watch. It's good to see that Haseeb Hameed is back, and he's back with a long mane. A lot of people keep tagging me and congratulating me for making my return to Test cricket. But, yeah, I mean, you know, as we've seen, long hair just does bring good luck. So, hopefully, I am looking forward to seeing him play. I'm not sure whether he'll play that first test. But, yeah, I mean, there are lots of inroads that India can make early on, not just for themselves, but for the Aussies as well.
8 o'clock tonight. It'll be great to have a bit of test cricket in the background. Bharat, we might talk right throughout, I reckon.
Ah, that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, as much as loving the Olympics, it's yeah, I'm going to watch the athletics finals, of course, with the cricket on the laptop. But yeah, the focus will shift completely towards that series by the second test. But unless, of course, something really dramatic happens over the next 5 days. But yeah, exciting times ahead.
Bharat Sundaresan with me. So broadcasting all five tests we are for Henley Everyday Advantage, up to $90,000 premium inclusions. Adam Collins has built the team. He'll lead it. Fanatic on the app from 8 o'clock tonight and then midnight across all the main stations. So if you're an insomniac, you've got Test Cricket coming on SEN.